Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 239. What if your life is bigger than you can imagine? And some of this is related to a post that I put up today, which I'm going to read. And some of this I'm going to also cross-reference with, yet again, another chapter from Rick Rubin's The Creative Act, A Way of Being, Great Expectations. So today I did a post that said, what if, instead of proving to everyone you can, you do it for something far bigger? I'll explain each of these in a moment. What if instead of building your personal brand, which you hear that often online, you know, and I get it, you know, because we are representing ourselves and our thoughts and all this whatnot. But I like to reframe it as instead you're building your personal mission. What if instead of choosing a job that looks good, you answer your calling and realize the niche is you? What if instead of watering yourself down to fit in, you remove the labels to expand your purpose? What if every time it didn't work out, it was actually in your favor? What if instead of looking at the people and places you couldn't go as a rejection, you accept that you were being reserved for something far bigger than you could imagine, and with integrity and your soul intact? What if you did it this time with God? And then, of course, I featured some of the new apparel. And what I wrote in the caption was that you are never here to prove your worth to others. You are here for something way bigger. Prover mode gets in the way of building mode, right? Prover mode gets in the way of building mode. I get that it's very easy to find yourself in like, oh, you know, I can show everyone I'm going to do it. I can do it. These people didn't believe in me. I can do it. You're still, when we operate from that mode of operation, we're concerned with the outside world. We're concerned with the external. And it was never about them to begin with. You don't have to prove anything. That's why I said in my caption that you were never here to prove, quote unquote, your worth to others. You were here for something way bigger. Again, what if your life is way bigger than you can imagine? What if everything that you, where you're trying to approach things from in a very physical world, or in a, sometimes where you find yourself with limitations or fear or what if, or how's it going to be, and all these other things, it's just way bigger than that. That was kind of the whole purpose with the whole not bigger hat and quote. And I said, prover mode gets in the way of building mode. Building mode gets you in movement and in action and activity. And that will lead you everywhere else. And this will also make sense when I get into the expectations part, the chapter, Great Expectations, inside of Rick Rubin's book here. But then I also said, you know, a personal brand, it's nice, but a personal mission makes it bigger, something you can't quit from. Again, this bigger concept is that it's anything outside of your scope that you don't really, it's almost hard to imagine, because it's all of the uncertainties. It's all of the things that we haven't learned yet. It's all of the things that are greater beyond our scope of understanding, but we should be willing to receive, right? Showing up, but letting go, as I've been saying lately. It's like you show up to meet God in the field and make, you know, your life happen, but you let go of the expectations of how exactly it should look, because what if it's just bigger? Right? And then I said, when the mission is you, the personal brand of you is created automatically. Just build with your natural curiosities and leverage your talents. The rest of the world will receive you from it. And this is also how you understand the magnitude of what you're really here to do. I then addressed the one about the work. I said, you were sold on work that looks good, fancy titles, degrees, and labels, but your calling is far greater, as is the work you can do for it. Right, so how limiting when we say, well, I only got these credentials. I'm not removing the fact that some of these things take a lot of work and investment and energy. I totally get it. I've been there. I get it. But I don't want any of us to limit ourselves to like, well, these are the titles and the positions, and therefore this is all that I am. I find that actually quite limiting. I find that actually opposite of our favor, because what if it's bigger than you can imagine, right? And he said, don't follow a path because you were told that that's where the money is. Your calling is where you can find your abundance. And that's defined on a much larger scale than just the money for a job and that you don't even relate to, right? And then I'm addressed, when it doesn't work out, quote unquote, thank God it worked out. What if it's bigger than you can imagine? When it doesn't, quote unquote, work out, actually, it is working out because it's bigger than you can imagine. Like, really think about that. And I want you to, the reason I want you to grasp that concept particularly is because it's so easy to look at something as a rejection. Like, oh, they didn't let me in, and oh, they didn't hire me for that job, and oh, it must be this reason. And by the way, it could very well be for a reason that you are, that it's not just a narrative. You might be right. It might be, but can you go deeper with it? And I've talked about this before. Maybe it's bigger than you can imagine, and that's not really worth your time either. And I'm not saying bring arrogance into it, like, oh, well, they didn't hire me, but that's not worth my time. Like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that God has a bigger plan. There's something bigger for you. There's something better. There's something repositioned for you. And I've mentioned this before, when things don't necessarily go my way, like, and I wouldn't even say my way anymore, that it feels weird to say it like that way, but like, when something is like, doesn't end up happening, or gets canceled, or gets taken away, I'm like, all right, God, like, what do you got cooking? Like, what's bigger? What's coming? You know? And it makes things exciting because pieces are moving around and you're like, cool. Like, that uncertainty is actually working in your favor. Right. So I said, when places and people and gatekeepers said no, you say thank you, and you'll find out later why it worked in your favor. You don't have to know why now. And I get it. The impatience of us being humans wants to know now why. Like, why did it work out this way? Well, stay in the game long enough and you'll figure it out. That's the beauty of life, right? Letting go is letting God move in action. And then I said, maybe instead of looking at obstacles as rejections, you realize it's bigger, much bigger. So I want to also read an excerpt from Rick Rubin's book on he's Great Expectations. Okay. It says, when beginning a new project, we're often met with anxiety. So I like this idea here. He says, it visits almost all of us, no matter how experienced, successful, or well-prepared we might be. When beginning a new project, sometimes, you know, these ideas of, you know, limitations, imposter syndrome, oh, we're starting from scratch again, you know, and we can't let that get in the way, because what if it's bigger than you can imagine, right? So he says, in facing the void, there is a tension of opposites. There is an excitement for the possibility something great may be realized, and a dread it might not. And the result is out of our control. This is the part that I think that why it's hard sometimes for people to realize that it might be greater than you can imagine, is because the result is out of our control. But that's okay, because you don't want to put a finite number or a limit to the outcome. You want to receive its like most natural presentation for you, that's specifically designed for you, right? It says, the weight of our expectations can grow heavy, as does the fear that we are not up to the task at hand. What if we can't pull it off this time? What helps to keep these worries at bay and move forward is a trust in the process. When we sit down to work, remember that the outcome is out of our control. If we are willing to take each step into the unknown with grit and determination, carrying with us all of our collected knowledge, we will ultimately get to where we're going. This destination may not be one we've chosen in advance. It will likely be more interesting. So my question to you is, what if it's bigger than you can imagine? That possibility alone should just keep you excited about being in the game. He says, this isn't a matter of blind belief in yourself. I love that he addresses this. It's a matter of experimental faith. This. You work not as an evangelist expecting miracles, but as a scientist testing and adjusting and testing again, experimenting and building on the results. Faith is rewarded perhaps even more than talent or ability. My question again, what if it's bigger than you can imagine? And he just said it right here. Faith is rewarded perhaps even more than talent or ability, right? The longer you stay in the game, the bigger you realize this whole thing is. After all, how can we offer the art what it needs without blind trust? We are required to believe in something that doesn't exist in order to allow it to come into being, that part. When we don't know yet where we're going, we don't wait. We move forward in the dark. If nothing we attempt yields progress, we rely on belief and will. We may take several steps backward in the sequence to move ahead. If we try 10 experiments and none of them work, we have a choice. We can take it personally and think of ourselves as a failure and question our ability to solve the problem, or we can recognize we've ruled out 10 ways that don't work, bringing us that much closer to a solution. What if it's bigger than you can imagine and you're getting that much closer is my question to you right there. For the artist whose job is testing possibilities, success is as much ruling out a solution as finding one that works. I mean, we can all bring up the famous, 10,000 ways to not make a light bulb, right? Thomas Edison, but he found one way that did, right? In the process of experimentation, we allow ourselves to make mistakes, to go too far or even to further to be inept. There is no failure, as every step we take is necessary to reach our destination, including the missteps. Each experiment is valuable in its own way if we learn something from it. Even if we can't comprehend its worth, we are still practicing our craft, moving ever so much closer to mastery. And that, my friends, is how we get closer to the thing that is bigger than you can imagine, right? You're moving with faith. And he said, there you go. With unshakable faith, we work under the assumption that the problem is already solved. The answer is out there. Perhaps it's obvious. We just haven't come across it yet. Over time, as you complete more projects, this faith in experimentation grows. You're able to hold high expectations, move forward with patience, and trust the mysterious unfolding before you, with the understanding that the process will get you where you're going, wherever that reveals itself to be. And the magical nature of the unfolding never ceases to take our breath away. Because what if it's bigger than you can imagine? And he ends with, sometimes the mistakes are what makes a great work. Humanity breathes in mistakes. So probably not as related to that part. Maybe it is to his part about great expectations. But my question to you forever is, what if it's bigger than you can imagine? So don't limit yourself to the narrative you might be currently in and making up within the mind. Can you go deeper into the soul and allow yourself the comfort with uncertainty that allows for a much greater picture to play itself out than the one that maybe you're seeing momentarily right there in front of you? I appreciate you tuning into every single episode. What if it's bigger than you can imagine? What if your life is bigger than you can imagine? I appreciate you guys. Please check the show notes for all applicable links and any other podcast episodes. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. It helps expand the awareness of the show. Thank you to all the newer listeners. We are growing fast, and I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.